Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. That was The Words You Cannot Say, an amazing poem put to music by Shout Even Shy, and she was also singing. And the poem itself was written by my big brother, Jay Hatter. We start nearly every show with that song. I hope you enjoyed it. This is Deborah Lee, and you're listening to A Team of Voices Radio. We are sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation, and we all hang out at allpoetry.com, a huge poetry site where it's free to join. And if you join or you're a member, you can find us under the group tab, A Team of Voices, and you could knock. And on show nights, we put the link to the poems that we read so that you can follow along and comment if you'd like. You could also call in at 1-646-668-2837. Again, that's 1-646-668-2837. And tonight we are featuring the artist Larry Braun, and we are pairing the art that we choose with some really amazing prompt pieces from poetry by the poet Wayne Gent. So Each person was challenged to choose one of Larry Braun's pieces of art and one of Wayne Gent's lines from his poetry and bring us a poem that was inspired by the two combined. So, without any further delay, let's get this show on the road because we got some people waiting to get in. But let's start with my big brother, Hatter. Hey, Hatter.
Hi, Deb.
Great song, you know.
Nice little ditty. She did a good job.
So did you. And we also have, I'll just grab them here in order, we have Steven76 calling to read for, well, a couple tonight, but one of which is his wife, Kay, and they are from, I said, a poetic slice of life. Welcome to the show, Steven. Glad you're here.
Hello, but Kay has actually come with me. She's going to read hers and then hit the road.
Mm. Oh, cool. Well, hello, Kay. I'm glad you're here. Speaking of the poet whose words we are using tonight, we have none other than Mr. Wayne Gent himself. Hello, Wayne.
Hello, Deb. How you doing? Hello, poets. Stephen.
Glad you're here, Wayne.
Glad to be here.
And we have one of the amazing board members from A Team of Voices, Sweet Pea. Hello, doll.
Hey.
Glad you made it.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Doing okay. Good to hear your voice. And I have one more call to grab right now, and that would be Linda, a.k.a. Liquid Damage. Hello, Linda. Glad you're here.
Hi, Deb. Glad to be here. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Linda. Yeah.
I brought something extra special for Wayne.
Oh, cool. Well, then
yeah.
I think we should get this show on the road because we got some people with time crunches happening around here. And I am going to grab Kay's poem as soon as I find the board. Wrong date. Wow, it's getting buried all of a sudden. So let me go over this way and find the one that has Wayne Gent's name next to it. There it is. Okay. And I'm grabbing the poem that Kay brought. And Kay, as soon as you see it, if you would please tell,
Copy and paste.
Oh, I am. If you would please tell us which quote you chose and then read for us, I'd appreciate it.
I chose the quote, "Garnet glow of moonlight's edge points the distant horizon ridge. And Lil Pine and Aspen with some villages dance in twilight." Yeah, those are true. Okay. And I call this, cinnamon to mint, fireplaces abound. Death surges in the sea of sangria deeds, rolling sanctuary seas. Garnet glow of moonlight's edge points the distant horizon edge, a ridge. Platinum powders of silent cutouts as nature's mixing and white out jubilant. Little tongues in the sunless stem branches dance in twilight. Countryside morning of coffee sleeping, birds chirping. Golden tussles yesterday's chiffon, toilet. Become today's ash of the installs of light. Nature's secrets hush in this moment. Through bridges of time, shoals of blanketing and lace. Stolen tallows of light.
Awesome. I really like the title for one. Cinnamon to mint, fireplaces to bones. That warmth that it represents in fireplaces, the bones, of course. And I think that the beginning there is like death sages and sea of sangria deeds, and then you pull us further with some amazing visuals like the garnet flow of moonlight and the platinum powders of silent cutouts, which is a beautiful, beautiful thought of that snow there and whatnot. Like I can see that the footprints are like little cutouts into the snow and the branches, and I mean, it's just stunning. But I really like, as you pull us down the countryside to the last stanza there, through bridges of time, shawls of blanketing and lace, pillowing tallows of light, say, this is home. And the wording there is beautiful. The thought of the shawls blanketing, because I don't know, I always think of a shawl as something that a grandma would have wrapped around her shoulders, and I think that that's a really comforting visual. And then all the combination takes us to the last line where it says, this is home. So I think that this is really, really beautiful, not just to the art, but to the line as well that you chose. So I think it came out excellent, and I'm really glad you were feeling up to calling. So let me get you over to Wayne. Wayne, what you think?
I thought it was wonderful, and I really liked the little splash of rhyme she had stuck down through that. I know she did it for me, because I kind of that. It was a good touch there. I did a wonderful job reading it. It was a beautiful poem and great descriptions in it. I just loved it all the way through, and painted a pretty picture with it. Good job, RK. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. And, yeah, I noticed that little bit of alliteration in there, too, and I kind of didn't want to hog up everything, and I knew it would tickle you, and that, you know, so I left it. And let me see here. Hatter, what you think?
You know, for Kate, when in the title, cinnamon to mint, fire, if you put the space between fire places the bones. It has a different meaning. I thought that was freaking trick, real cute trick. Would you plan it that way, to double meaning?
No.
Okay. No. I think okay. Sorry. It, right off the bat, it gave me a smile. What's the other one? That was another one. Also, I love those little tricks you could do with words. You could split them up to make two meanings, or double meaning words. Nice job.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. And Linda, what did you think?
Kay, this was beautifully sweet, giving off a fragrant aroma of words. Really pretty. Nice alliteration in the start, as well as having some really wonderful imagery. It was very warm and actually chilling at the same time because of the picture, but it just gave off a warm feeling of being present in the moment, and I liked it. Thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome comment, am I sweet?
Yeah, I'm just going to read what I wrote. How is it possible that the human race has the same access to these words, and yet you use them to bring beauty, life, realism, and a sense of peace to life?
Thank you.
Oh, I like that comment. And Stephen, will you comment for your wife and then read us what you brought by starting with your quote?
Yeah, well, first off, I thought that this was a beautiful piece, and yeah, it flows with the alliteration and in nature, and I told you in my comment that it gave me a nice warm and cozy feeling while I was reading, especially when you get down to, you know, the coffee and the birds chirping. It makes me think of home in the morning, so yeah, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. You can say that again. Let's see here. I think that was Amadeus. Anyway, the quote
that
I chose.
No, that was Mystique.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Did we lose Stephen? Did we lose me? Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear
you. Don't
you.
Hear Steve. Does anybody hear Stephen?
I don't hear Stephen.
I don't hear Stephen.
There he is.
Can you hear me now?
I think.
Yeah, I don't know what
yes.
to
do. Well, now I hear him.
My name is yep. Stephen.
I think the queen's tail swished the mute button because she's like all over me right now. Anyway, you heard my comment, though, yes?
Did hear the comment. So just tell us which quote you chose and then read for us, please.
The quote that I chose was, "In dawn's diamond sunbeams, daffodil and dandelions dance." And I call this ice cream evenings and sleepy mornings. Before anhydrous sleep is pried from corners of the rousing eyes, and the morning sun has stilled a tryst in Broomoff River's morning mist, Coffee Park bench sits quietly, tearing ardor's lovebirds reconvene, bethinking eventide's ice cream bliss and moonlit nuptials' tender kiss. End poem.
Well, Stephen, you know, it blows me away every time the amount of content that you can put into these. I mean, you say a whole lot with four lines that sometimes people can't say with a whole page full of words. So that in itself is a pretty phenomenal skill. I like the title there, Ice Cream Evenings and Sleepy Mornings. Like that, when you eat that ice cream and then you just stay in bed the next morning, sounds like a plan, right? And
I do that every day.
So you do that? There you go. And morning sun has still to tryst and broom off river's morning mist. I like the rhyme you have going there, inner, outer, which also gave it a little bit of that alliteration feel. And the Coffee Park bench sits quietly. And I have to wonder, obviously, that there's a special quiet time for that cup of coffee, and it showed in both poems by you and Kay. I thought that was really cool. But, again, it just totally blows me away that aside from the fact that you belt out these four-line tens, just the complete story that you can tell in those four lines is really, really awesome. And I know Kay wants to go. Did you want to comment on Stephen first, or did he go already? Did she go already?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, it's just a sweet, because it brings in day and night, the awakening of the day, but the place is around you too, and the evening and romance, as I saw it.
Yes, indeed.
And,
awesome. And Wayne Jent, what you think?
I thought Stephen did a great job. It's so brilliant to hear. His four-line poem just blows me away the way he can say so much and gets 10 out of a four-line poem. It's just amazing. When I was reading it, I put my lines in the end of it, and it sounded good, too. So I can't take a little credit there. Great job, Stephen. You're a master at these four-line tens. Good job.
Thank you, Wayne.
Awesome comment. And Hatter?
Yeah, I love broom off with river's morning mist. That's exactly what it looks like, too. It's the best time of the day to have your pole out in the water, ride in the water. Yeah, that was a nice for four line tens. You admit this is a new thing. Look at them. My God.
I know, it's a new thing, and he's up to 39 tens with them already. It's like, wow.
I maybe have three, maybe.
Incredible. My sweet?
Four lines, four comments. Beautiful, brilliant, breathless bombshell.
Way cool.
Thanks.
And Linda?
Really sincere and awesome piece, Stephen. Such lovely thoughts and imagery is delightful. The such strong lines give warmth to the heart, and it just overall, it couldn't be more perfect for the picture. You gave the picture a life that is really bold and beautiful, so thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
Awesome comment. And did I let everybody comment? I think I did. Okay, so, Stephen, do you want to tell us what's coming up next at Poetic Slice and then read the poem by Jay for us before you go, please?
Yeah, I could do that. Our next show is not until next month, and that happens to be Wednesday. It's 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Will be the Poetic Inklings and Movement of Sound combined as we bring in the miniseries called George and Tammy, and we bring in the music of Tammy Wynette and George Jones. We have all that quotes from the miniseries to write to, or the songs to write to. That's at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. If you haven't seen the miniseries, check it out, even though it will upset you. I've said that. I know I've said that a lot, but it's true. Thursday is the start of Sky Show Moving to Thursdays. Sorry, and that's at 8 p.m. Eastern, and it will be next edition of Star Wars, Star Wars Volume 14, which is featuring Star Wars Rebels Season 3 and 4. Character rights, quote rights, scene rights. Come and geek out with Sky, 8 p.m. on Thursday. That's all we got.
Sounds like fun, and God bless you. And JCA's poem is on the board, so please take us away. And if you would let us know what quote, if you put it there.
Yes. Lithe pine and aspen, lissome branches dance in twilight rain. That is the quote. And the poem is called Kentucky Gentleman. In the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains, where the quaking aspens quake and the ponderosa pines shade the hillsides, there twists a garnet pebble creek. This is where life was nearly snuffed. GPS, an odd location. Is this the parcel destination? Stroll by toadstools, lichen, and mossy moss, giving 2 cents to the blockhead boss. Is the bridge the delivery point? No house or garage or rundown joint. Who could live here underneath? A vomiting toxic troll or the international thief? Where is this place I've been sent? Here comes someone. Hi, I'm Wayne Gent. UPS for this Kentucky gentleman from Kentucky. Just sign here. This is the delivery. Laid down his autograph with gooseberry ink. Said, you must be tired. How about a drink? Strolled to the riverside, the soil he called camp. The water all around was dry, not damp. Tore the envelope, placed the book on a stump table. Was I living in some twisted fable? 3 tarp walls made from animal hides is the home sweet home he resides. Went to the creek to quench the thirst, but had a chance to see the book first. Wait, this is a nightmare, not a dream. A cookbook written by serial killer Ed Gein? It wasn't of animal skin at all. Now I know the demise of drivers Frank, Earl, and Paul. So I yelled as I turned, had to run. No way to defend, no knife, slingshot, or gun. All the sweat from running made me thinner, but I don't want to know what was for dinner. Key turned at the van, roomed at the gas station, used the restroom. Store was fancy, and above the Elvis beer coasters hung help wanted flyers and 32 missing person posters. Quit the job, told the boss he can deliver there. I have not seen him since. End poem.
I know you want to. You have to go. You want to comment?
Oh my god!
Yeah. Well, I told Jay in the comment that I left that this is a fun and dark spin on the new adage, "Never go camping with Wayne." Yeah, this is an excellent read.
Right. Awesome comment. Awesome read. Thank you very much, and appreciate you both. I will see you at the next show that we're at. And love and respect. And wow. Kentucky Gentleman. Like, okay, there's a perfect title for one. And I love the thing here. GPS was an odd location. I mean, we covered everything here. We were we had toadstools and lichen, vomiting toxic troll or the international thief. I mean, I found myself giggling. UPS for this gentleman from Kentucky, just sign here. This is the delivery. I'm like, oh boy, this was really, really a fun read. A cookbook written by the serial killer Ed Gein. It was just like, Okay. It had pieces of Jay in there, and because of, you know, he was still can write a mean serial killer poem. He like steps inside of there and becomes that person, and he writes some wicked stuff. And Elvis beer coasters, I mean, all the little touches that it was just, it was really fun, an excellent write. And although Stephen did a fantastic job reading it, the only thing missing was getting to hear Jay read. Really, really fun piece. Wayne, what'd you think?
I thought this was good. He was funny. I was talking about him once I was sitting in the graveyard, and he played himself, and he was back here. He was back here.
Wayne, you sound like you're underwater. We're not getting to hear your comments.
I turned my microphone off. I'm sorry. My microphone was off. This is great. I love it. His humor is just perfect. And me and him write poems about each other quite a bit and say we're killing each other. But he did a great job with this. I killed him last time in the graveyard. And he got me back a little bit. So he did good with this. And all the boys back in the holler didn't like it a lot.
Awesome comment. And Hatter, will you comment and then let Linda and then Sweet comment? I have to go check the green room. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, this reminds me of here's a story about Jack and Diane, right? And you're a Wildcat fan, aren't you? Aren't you a Kentucky Wildcat fan?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm a Wildcat fan. We're doing good this year.
They did not.
We're doing good right now. We're doing pretty good right now. We're running six in a row.
Okay, I haven't picked up the NCAA yet for March Madness. I'm about to real soon. But I would include it. That's the only thing that was missing that I saw. It's pretty good. But I did get that flavor of here's a story about Jack and Diane. Linda, you want to comment?
Sure. I thought it was an intricate storytelling that took me away to Kentucky land to live in a serial killer's yard. Strong and awesome imagination plays and a game with reality. He kind of twisted your thoughts but it was wonderfully written. I know JCA is a very good writer, and this came out really good. Thanks for sharing it, JC.
And I'm back. Thank you. And we have Francine on the line who came to hear us celebrate Wayne, and she's at the moment looking for the Team of Voices link.
Yes, I am.
Hi, Franny.
Hi, Lynn.
Hey, Judy.
Did Sweet Pea get the comment?
Linda did. Sweet Pea, not yet.
Okay, and thank you, Hatter. Sweet, will you comment on Jay and then tell us what line or what quote that you're writing to, please?
Yeah. I'm muted.
Sweet?
Yes. First off, JCA made me laugh and giggle and then laugh and then giggle some more, which is something I really, really appreciate it because I haven't laughed in a few days and I did it. That was fantastic, and I know a few of those little boys myself. So, yeah, I'm surprised you went to the creek to get something to drink and not the old still. So I thought that was beautiful.
Thank you, Becky, for sure.
And just give me one second. Francine, did you say you wanted to comment on the one that you just heard?
Yeah, I thought it was hysterical. I was laughing throughout. I didn't have it in front of me, so I can't really quote the lines from it that I liked, but I just thought the whole thing was funny. So it was really good. Who did that one?
That was
by that
JCA.
One?
JCA.
Oh, JCA. Yeah, that was wonderful.
Yeah. Great comment.
As I said, I couldn't follow them a lot better when I'm reading them, but just I was listening while I was holding on. It was really good.
Well, you still did a great comment, and you should be able to see the rest of the links as soon as you click on them.
I found
and
is it where the group messages are?
I'll find you in a half a second, and I'll put it right in your inbox.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And my sweet, can you tell us which quote you wrote to and then read us your poem?
Yes. I wrote to In Diamonds from Daffodil and Dandelion. This is dedicated to Doris Snyder from November 6, 1982 to February 25th, 2000. Of Yellow Rose Petal. Sorrow speaks of frailty of the false vessel you bid to say. We child, while you shed teardrops in the ocean, tangerine shades dawn mixed with deep black waves, blended on my brushes, my mind drifting color, my arch devotion, yellow rose petals whispering. Monochrome daydreams of my life brought random sunset smiles, paper cups filled with saffron bats and lions waiting for child's wishes, bright blue hair ribbons flying in fields of golden daffodils growing wild, and yellow rose petals that came fluttery butterflies and hot. Rose petal whispers whisper me home. Life confines us to formalities. Sorry about that, guys. Right. Life confines us to formalities inside white picket fences, sanitized backyard barbecue, four babies on parade, wrapped in love. Our days is brutal, gives me expectations, play havoc on both sexes, black suit, tie, paycheck pay, cocktail, and clean hand, white gloves. Yellow rose petals for swimming home. You child, let the whistles of a distant train sing your song. Crash face first into the snow, and no, not one place is the same. Listen to the stampede of the bus and try not to right our wrong, and try to right our wrong. Touch the face of your lover, embrace passion, release pain. Yellow rose petals, it's the new home. Married my forever after love, wrapped in wonder. 30 years of happiness until his death. We child, we no more. Hands are tender and soft. No more rise and fall of her chest. No longer with us. And one yellow rose in home.
It's amazing, sweet. Great read, too. And the line, yellow rose petals whispers me home, is already
the one I like.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful line. And then to pull it through after each sentiment in the stanzas is a nice touch. It drives the meaning of that yellow rose. Sweet child, let the whistles of a distant train sing your song. Crash face first into the snow, and know not one flake is the same. Listen to the stampede of the buffalo and try to right our wrongs. Touch the face of your lover, embrace passion, release pain. I wrote, and then like the little nuances of married to forever love, 30 years of happiness. I mean, just so many. Oh, sanitized backyard barbecue for babies on parade, wrapped in love. I love, love, love that line, the sentiment there. I know I'm all over the place. Monochrome daydreams of my life brought random swing set smiles. Swing set smiles, the innocence of a swing set smile. I mean, you have so many endearing thoughts going through my head just from the pieces throughout this suite. I think that you did an absolutely beautiful job. And again, I can't say how much that yellow rose petal repeat really, really drives it. I'm sure that Mrs. Snyder would love it. Give her the respect.
Yellow roses is what her husband always brought her. And so it was just really weird to see that in the art.
Yeah, and when I saw you choose it and what you said, I think it's one of the best reasons for taking a prompt that I've heard in a really long time. And yellow roses were my mom's favorite too. So, and the way it's lit, I just had to use it. But just the timing of it and all, you know, beautiful.
That's crazy. Sharon.
Yeah, beautiful. Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, the repeating line, the yellow rose petals whisper me home. What a nice, tender touch. You could tell this was very heartfelt and written. I'm sorry, sweets, for what you're going through. You know your friends are here, right? You need us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Great, Hatter. And Linda?
Yeah, so many amazing lines in this deliver a wanderlust of feelings. This was so gorgeous, and it had just amazing emotional tugs in here. And, yeah, the lines, yellow rose petals whispering me home, was just a beautiful, beautiful addition to the verses that you just poured out the love and heart and soul in this. I thought it was extremely well written. Thank you for sharing it.
Thank you.
And Wayne, how about the poems that your words are inspiring tonight? What you think of this one?
I don't think I'm inspiring. My words don't inspire this, but this is lovely. It's not sad. You got a lot of emotion in it, and every stanza just kind of takes you away. And so I kind of touching weight into it was mostly great. Just a sad, sad poem. And man, we should think a lot. It's a good job there, so it's sweet. I like it a whole lot.
Thank you.
Awesome.
You're always inspirational, darling.
Oh. And Francine, what did you think? Francine, are you muted?
Francine.
Sorry, I muted myself because my dog is barking. I loved it. I thought it was such a gentle, sweet poem. And the part with the rose that kept repeating with the whispering rose was just driving me nuts because I love yellow roses. And the repeat of it in every stanza was just beautiful. I loved it.
Thank you. I am the queen of barking dogs, so you have no worries.
Yeah, I muted myself because I didn't want her to interrupt the show, so I forget to unmute.
Yeah, we have a few pet co-hosts around here.
Yeah,
we have Aussie Shepherds, and we have little kitty cats, and it's all good. And I think I let everyone comment on Sweets, right? And Sweets. Is your next show next week or?
It's actually going to be the week after. I have people coming into town, and we have possibly a small memorial service this week, and until we get to take her back to Lander for her big one. So, yeah, I have my sister-in-law is coming into town, and her granddaughter is coming. So. I mean, I know most people on this call know my mother-in-law as much as I do. I've talked about her for years, and that I've been taking care of her for a couple of months. But I lost her Saturday night, so it's been very trying for me.
It is. I'm sorry.
So,
well, I'm just going to take the date off of there and everything calms down a little. We'll put a new date in front of it.
Right.
That's just fine.
And right now,
I appreciate the phone. And that's like such an amazing poem that you wrote, and I can't believe you were able to get through it so well. I mean, wow.
Well, she's just very amazing to me. So, Yeah.
No.
So that's not my dog barking this time. Just so you guys know, that's not my cat.
No, that's mine. Should I mute myself again?
Yes.
I'll mute myself.
All right. I did want to talk to you real quick, if you could just be right there with me, about your hero dog, or our lovely dog Amadeus. So Amadeus never went into Doris's room ever, never, just never did. That was her baby dog's room. So she had this little, she has this little, mutt dog who doesn't weigh more than 8 pounds. And that's his room. Amadeus always respects that. That's his room. So, like, we were checking on her every 15 minutes. And right before she died, Amadeus walked in his room. He laid down on that floor, and he would not move.
Wow, that gave me the chills.
So,
I didn't
hear that.
Couldn't hear that.
So Amadeus walked in her bedroom, like, right before she passed away and wouldn't move. And he had never been in there. Just wouldn't move. And then her little dog, like, when they came to take her body, he sat right in front of her body and just started barking and growling. He didn't want her to go.
Wow.
It was crazy. So then Hero Dog, our little Hero Dog, never lets anybody... his little under the bed, that's where he sleeps, that's where he slept with you. And he has like this little cave dwelled out right under our bed. And no one's allowed in that bed. He bites the crap out of anybody who's ever gone under that bed. He's taken mom's dog and he lets that little dog curl up right underneath his chest to sleep with him.
My goodness. And I remember that he doesn't let anybody because you were just saying about Murphy going over there. So, wow, double wow.
I know. Isn't he just the sweetest thing? And I just wanted to let everybody know that Amadeus has been so good that he's kind of just taken over her little dog and embraced him. And her little dog, I mean, that dog is literally about the size of Amadeus's head. And he's let him go and snuggle up on his chest and let him sleep there, like, almost all day today.
So, in other words, you got Amadeus a pet.
I guess.
Yeah. Wow.
Amadeus is taking care of the little grieving dog, so he's so amazing. So,
he
I
is
want
amazing.
To give you a little hero story.
He is a hero
yeah.
dog. Everywhere you look at it, he is a hero. That's
yeah.
So amazing.
But yeah, I'm gonna take off. Thank you for letting me be part of the show.
Oh,
Wayne,
stick
I
around.
Love...
So sorry for
actually,
your loss,
I
my sweet.
Honey, I wish I could stick around and talk all night, but I unfortunately, on top of everything else that happened, her house on her land, the garage collapsed in. We lost an entire roof in an outbuilding on her house yesterday. In less than 12 hours from her death, an entire building collapsed under 40 inches of snow. So that's another thing we're dealing with. So, other people I'm calling and taking care of, and otherwise I'd be on all poetry probably 24 hours a day right now. But that ain't happening. So I love you all. Thank you so much for your support. You guys don't know what you mean.
We love you too, sweet.
You take care,
love
you
back, sweet.
All right.
Talk
to you guys soon. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Wow. I already love Amadeus, but man, incredible. All right. Let's get some more poems going. I put mine on the board if you guys want to put it on there.
Now, where is it on the board? I'm not finding it.
Are you in?
I'm on the group page. I'm on the group page.
Uh-huh.
Is that where it is?
Yeah. Let me move it down a little bit in case it's off your page. I just reposted it. Do you see under JCA where it's... sweet, and then my poem, I just put it back up.
No, I see a few poems down, but I don't see yours. Hold on a minute. What's the name of the poem? Is it just for the fun of it?
No.
No.
Are you actually in the chat room?
I don't know how to get in the chat room. I'm on the page that
I sent the link to your inbox.
Oh, an AP? Oh, let me check.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on 1 minute. Theme of voices. Oh, I see, Beverly. Okay.
Yeah, just click on that, and it should take you right to the chat wall, and then the last thing on the wall should be my poem.
Beverly, consciousness. Where it says group messages? That's where it took me. That's...
Tell me what you see.
Well, right now I see nothing. I just did the stupid thing. What is that? Oh, man.
I'm not sure, but I'm going to...
Something strange just happened. I don't know. Let me do it again. That's okay. You could just read it and I'll listen. I'm not able to get it. I don't know why.
Okay.
If I click on your link, I come back to the same page that I was on before.
And you don't see people talking on the chat wall?
No. I'm not seeing the chat wall. I'm seeing the reading list. Reading list.
Okay, well,
messages.
Somewhere on there is also the chat wall.
I see a team of voices. Read more. Hold on.
Yeah, click on that.
Yeah, I did.
Hello, are you logged
okay.
into the studio? Can you just go in the green room and do this so that I can...
Yeah, I can do that. You know what? Something reset all poetry just now. Just to let you know. So I'm trying to do something. Okay, I'm running down.
I don't know. I'm having trouble. I'm in the room, but I'm not. I don't know where the chat wall is for some reason. I'm not seeing it.
Click on the group, and it should take you to the chat wall.
I keep clicking on it. Okay. I'm back. Topics, it says. Is that the chat wall?
Yeah. Yeah, if it's the first time you go into something,
VP just read her. Did Titus read it? Then there's Steven, and then there's Jenny.
Yeah, we have that done.
That's actually a topic board. I need to mute the phone for a minute, and I need to read the poem. So I'll come in the green room and help you out. Okay, let me read this, and then I'll help her. It's all good. Do you guys still see my link? Sorry, Wayne.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
I'm in the studio.
Okay. And I wrote to... In Dawn's Diamond Sunbeams, Daffodil and Dandelion's Dance. And then, Wayne, I took all your quote prompts that there were, and I made a word bank out of them, and I used word bank words from your poems, too. So this is called A Prayer for Grandpa in Dawn's Diamond Sunbeams. And here we go. Aspen leaves rustle morning salutations from branches as whispered winds blow. Then gusts swing the sycamore treetops that border the courtyard edge in rows. Goldenrod pigments mark the neon sun and the stonewashed denim sky glows. Bathing in dawn's diamond sunbeams, daffodil and dandelions dance in lines in the garden by the ornamented fence, covered with sweet pea and ivy vines. Breezes perfumed by the honeysuckle are heated by the sun's light as it shines. Maple tree silhouettes guard the ridge, holding marble sculpture at the top. Draped in blossoming garnet tea roses, neath the arch with the forest backdrop. pray at the podium, then say Hail Mary, picturing mornings of me and Grandpa and poem.
Great. Was that yours?
That was mine, yeah.
Yeah. So, 3P, she left. Wayne, what do you think? A comment?
I think they'd be great on this. She put a lot of words I use all the time in poems and fit square off through it. Did a great job with rhyme, perfect balance, great flow, and great read. Everybody likes it a lot. You did a good job. You did a lot of work on it, seems like to me.
Cool. Linda,
thank you.
Want to comment?
Yeah, Deb, this was really beautiful. The imagery in this was just so sweet and went with the picture so well. You brought out a lot of emotions and feelings and heart and soul at the end, picturing mornings of me and Grandpa. Makes me remember my grandfather and sitting on his lap and just hanging out. But it was a very sweet poem and very well written. Thank you for sharing.
Great comment.
Great, thank you.
And Hatter, I'm just going to have you. I put yours on the board. I'm going to have you read while I go in the green room and help. Francine, okay?
Okay.
So,
okay. I'll drag it along.
Linda, when Hatter's done reading, will you get comments for him, and I'll be back as fast as I can, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Go ahead, Hatter.
So I wrote to whispered salutations adorned the mask of sorrows. And it's titled Gathered to Witness an Unholy Forgiveness. A little different than you know, what I usually do. So it goes like this. Hello, good balls. Hello, goodbye, so long, stay high. The printing of a logo or the wind that don't know, that don't blow. There's nobody here to ask. So let there be questions and salutations before they grow their masks. Banks of lettered accounts watching it as it bounced. Pegs that fill the edge, jumps. One hears the voice, wildcats hunt for illegal skunks because they have no choice. Hollers with stills, don't ask, it's not real. Turn around if it doesn't feel right. Donning the mask that had to ask, it can no longer sleep at night. Taking the leaves surrounded by trees in the forest, they tried to kill. Will I ever see you again? If in the nightmare reflections of the toured insurrection, that tell me that you did not sin. Past in time so we might find there's a rainbow in the dark, gathered to witness an unholy forgiveness before it all falls apart. Wahaha.
Wow. That was great. With the mastery of Hatter, it was very beautiful. I couldn't read along, so I'm going to take a look at it now. But, Wayne, what did you think?
I think it's fabulous. I'm always a fan of darkness anyway. It's nice and dark, and you blend all the words of the Kentucky words into it. It's very nice. I like that a lot. The holler and the walk. And all that. It's a great poem. You did a great job using my little quote, and I like the way you broke Kentucky into it, too. Great, great dark
poem. I'm glad you said yes to being a Wildcats fan, because if you had said, no, I'm Alabama, I'd have been so trying to change that real quick.
Oh, no.
Thanks.
Good job.
Nice comment, Hatter.
Angel. Hey, Wayne, wait a minute. You know why it's so windy in Kentucky?
What's that?
Tennessee sucks.
Yeah, that's Indiana, too.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that was terrible.
About the wind. You're talking about the wind.
That was really terrible.
It's an old SEC joke. The Texas-Oklahoma joke. You can plug it in anywhere.
Thank you, Linda.
Sure.
Hatter, the poem is really awesome. I didn't get to hear you read it, but I will write my comment.
Yeah,
we were a couple minutes late for hearing it. But Okay, I am going to go grab Linda's poem because she said she's got a special poem just for Wayne, and I am going to put that up right now. And Linda, if you would tell us the quote you chose and then show us what you got.
Yeah, let me pull my, I got to refresh here. Okay. The quote I chose was, "In dawn's diamond sunbeams, daffodils and dandelions dance." And this poem is called, "This Was One Wishy-Washy Way of Winning Wonderful Wayne with Whimsical Weedle." Contemplating concepts continually congruent, creating clean, conclusive conclusions in my conscience, I came confronted by a cute church cuddled closely in a cluster of columbine and clover. I carefully carried, confident and colorful, cases of cucumbers ceremoniously across the court, center court. Before basking in a Bible bunch, I boldly became bestirred by a banner of bright bells bringing about beauty, banged briskly before a brimful bounty of beautiful, bashful plebeians, beaming and boasting before beggars. The foyer filled fast, forming free faith from 14 funny fellows frowning for firmament, forcing a fortunate, fervent, fat father with four freckled flower children out of the way, forming flatulence, foregoing ferocious, firm fragments of faith. Overly abundant observations overplay outfield obstacles ostensibly. They obliged obediently, offering the overwhelmed oracles outrageous oral oaths, overly only overheard optionally by ornery onlookers, officials orated only ostentatious operators opposing obstacles open our opinions oddly on a daily basis. Eagerly I entered as easily as an ecdysis eating elongated elaborate edibles. Everywhere illuminations effectively illuminated everything effortlessly, excluding 11 egotistical elephants engaged in elaborate elemental elocutions about Earth, eliminating each enormous eccentric ear in earnest. I picked a prime purple patina pine pea, predominantly prevailing a procumbent profile, and promptly proceeded picking pretty psalms phrases. A promising prodigal person privately pronouncing prophetic prophecy and puritanical propaganda proclaimed problems, perhaps prematurely, proceeded preaching penitence patiently. As I sat sad, severely saddened, I searched sequential sets of psalms, sometimes singing songs significantly sorrowful, sometimes silly. Speculation say serious spirited and sharp serpents squishy squids to swoosh silly sounds by shouting shh. Surprisingly special sponsors spiritually and sovereignly spoken. Then a tattooed teacher taught tremendous teachings betwixt total turbulent tyrants and tutelage turning tumescence together, the two truly tried to transgress, though the teacher taught truth, not tyranny, a truce, translucent together, transformed them totally to try to talk together truthfully. In the aurora amidst amazing auspicious augmentation, the augur amplified absolute authority and announced abnegation as an abominable and abhorrent action and asked adamantly to abolish all apropos attention. The adult and adolescents adjudicate abruptly apparently achieving an auspicious answer. All attitudes attempting any alteration attest an awful amount of anima and animus. Altogether at the end, and at the end announced, amen.
Amen.
Good poem.
You know, it's funny. I'm really, really thrilled to see that you put so much alliteration into this, because like Wayne keeps saying to me, I think I'm going to pull back from them, and I'm like, no, don't. It's like
it is so much fun.
I know, right? And it's his trademark, and I would never want him to change. And the fact that a lot of, well, most of us are paying some kind of tribute to the alliteration. You got to realize how special we think it is, Wayne. Linda, this is so cool. You stuck with your story and your rhyme and your flow, but you did it with the amazing alliterations all the way through. And just from watching or hearing Wayne do them, I know the tongue twisters, it can be really, really hard to read them. And I think that you did a brilliant job. And the fact that you ended with amen, too, was really cool. And I think that the quote was the most popular one tonight, because at least half of the poems were to those daffodils. You think we're all a little desperate for spring? But amazing poem, Linda. Wayne, what'd you think of that?
Oh, man, I hear you, Linda. This couldn't be no clearer. From now on, I'm calling you Madam Alliteration. That's wonderful. You did a wonderful job, and I like it a whole lot. And I laughed all the way through it. I thought it was hilarious. You did great on this. Great job. I'm going to kick you over it. Good job. Thank you.
Right on. Yeah, I spent a lot of hours with the dictionary.
You had to do that. That's right. Whew. Great job.
Awesome.
Thank you, Wayne.
she did homework for you, Wayne.
Yeah.
And Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, it's very clever the way you did this. And it just reeks of Wayne Gent. But I must say, when you were reading it, and everybody would probably read it different, depending on which letter they have the trouble with, everything was going fine. When you hit the P's, then you said, okay, tongue twister time. It's like the pick and park and peck of peppers immediately.
Right.
And I just noticed the contrast in it when you were reading, and it just sort of, I had never noticed that before. Sally Spell Seashells, the S's and the P's, got to be the worst.
Right.
Yeah, very clever.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Awesome. And Francine, what do you think?
Oh, man, this is an awesome poem. Really awesome. Firstly, the way she read it was perfect. Perfect. I don't know how you didn't get tongue twisted. I couldn't even read it silently, and I was getting tongue twisted. I thought it was great. And the words that she picked when I was reading, which one was it? The teacher? I cracked up altogether because I'm a teacher, or I was a teacher. Then a tattooed teacher taught tremendous teachings. He took total turbulent tyrants. Yeah, that sounds like the class that I had. Oh, it was adorable. I loved it. Perfect. And a lot of work must have went into this because of the vocabulary that's in it. It's amazing. Find all those words that go together. Wow. Did an incredible job, Linda.
Yeah, and when I was editing it out, I kept coming up with new words, and I had it at exactly 350, and then I lost some words and went back to try to find them, and it ended up being slightly over 350 words. But, I could have put a ton more words in there.
A quarter.
Oh, man.
I was having too much fun.
Got to put a quarter in the dish.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
A quarter?
I'm jealous.
Depends how many words. Could be a dollar. A dollar that I wish.
How many? Way cool. Okay, I am putting the poem by Heavenly Angel on the board, and I'm going to read for her. So you guys refresh and tell me when you see the poem.
Okay, 1 second. I got to go back.
I got it.
Okay, all set, everyone?
Yep.
All right, and the quote. And yep, it's official. This was the favorite quote of the night. This angel wrote to Indon's diamond sunbeams, daffodil, and dandelions. And her poem is Morning Symphonies by Heavenly Angel. And here we go. In dawn's diamond, peach, and raspberry sunbeams, lemon daffodils and dandelions dance to the melody of morning symphonies, playing harmoniously upon soft, subtle breezes. The shimmering, icy silver ripples on the lake bow and curtsy to one another as they respond to the music playing on the surface. Nature, in reverent awe of the new day dawning, quiet as morning symphonies read their crescendo. End poem. Now that is a completely image-filled, beautiful brevity, and I like the sights and sounds in it. I like the colors that are pulled from the art, and the feel that was pulled from Wayne's poem. And as normal with Miss Heavenly Angel, this is already a multiple award-winning poem. Congratulations on those, Angel. And it's always my honor when I get to be your reader. Beautiful, beautiful brevity. Wayne, what did you think?
Oh, this is so lovely. You radio is so dreamy and peaceful. Like it was just it was wonderful. It was just nice, calm, peaceful. The whole poem was a lot of emotions in, color, taste, sight, and everything. And it was just a nice and lovely poem. You did a great job reading it. Good job, Emily.
I love the imagery.
Awesome comment. And Francine, what did you think?
I loved it. I loved the imagery. It was beautiful. The colors were gorgeous in the poem. Lemon daffodils and dandelions dance. I loved that line. Raspberry sunbeams. That's just beautiful imagery. I like her poetry. It's always very lovely and picturesque is the word I would pick. She really paints beautiful pictures. That's it, I guess. Really pretty. Pretty poem.
Great comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hatter, what did you think?
I like the line, the shimmering icy silver nipples of the lake.
Great comment. And Linda?
Well, I don't even know what to say about this. It's just so beautiful. It has these soft edges that are just so smooth. And when you read it, it's not like reading each word individually. It's like a dance. It's just so pretty. I can't say any more about it. I really loved listening to you read it. You did a great job. And I don't think she could have wrote anything better than this. It's really, really, really awesome. Thank you, Heavenly Angel, for sharing.
Awesome comment. And let me see here. Okay, so I have three more. And the next one is by Jenny and Linda. I was wondering if you would mind reading that one.
Sure. A Bittersweet Departure from My Solitude by Jenny Hunt, 2017. Contemplating, enthralled in the wiggling waves and water as the dance and delightful rippling rings, stretching my neck, rubbing the kinks out, I glance up, distracted by the garnet glow of moonlight's edge as it points to distant horizon's ridge. The moonlight dims as the sun rises, past before my eyes, day went into night, the night into dawn. Did anyone miss me? Did they notice I was gone this long? What's another day? It's their loss. What an idyllic view. Apricot and marigold rays mixed with scarlet and violet skies. My thoughts elude me, getting hypnotized, lost in the glorious heavens above me. Lith pine and aspen lysones branch begin to dance in the twilight rain. Crash, crash, boom, boom. Lightning and thunder roar. My time has come to an end here. Packing up, saying my sweet goodbyes. Home is where I tend to go, but no matter which way, my final destination will be spent with family. In peace.
Great read, Linda. Thank you so much. And before I comment, I thought I would mention that she did a combination, and she wrote to three of Wayne's prompts. One is sharpened sword guards the bolted sycamore door. The other is whirlwind blows ebony silhouettes from forest flames in maple treetops. And there isn't a 16. But the quotes that she chose are really awesome. And I like the title there, A Bittersweet Departure from My Solitude. The bittersweet departure is quite a clever metaphor right there in the opening, because, you know, it's like the escape from the solitude, but yet it's bittersweet. So that's pretty powerful, the title there. And I really like that second stanza, the moonlight dims as the sun rises, passed before my eyes, day went into night, then night into dawn. Did anyone miss me? Did they notice I was gone this long? And like, just the thought that I'm having to ask, did anyone miss me? Did you notice that I've been gone? There's such powerful because I think I have a poem or two where I beg the same question, you know, would you notice that I was gone type of thing? And then towards the end, the second to the last stanza, my time has come to an end here. Packing up, saying my sweet goodbyes. Home is where I tend to go. Final destination will be spent with family. It's like that. The ending brings you back to like the feel of home, sweet home. With the family there. Jenny, I think that you did a fantastic job, and I see you on the board. Don't worry about the picture. It was about celebrating Wayne, and you've done that. So what else could I ask? I appreciate the contribution. And let's find out what Wayne thought. Hey, Wayne.
Yeah, I'm amazed at the way she worked those quotes into the such a lovely poem. The poem is beautiful, and it's got a good flow to it, great storyline, ended well. It's a great poem all the way around, and I appreciate what you did with quotes. Great job, Eric. Appreciate it.
Awesome comment. And Linda, you read it beautifully. What do you think of the poem?
Yeah, it was beautiful. The color in this really made it bold and stand out. But the way she explains her solitude, her place of solitude, is just smashing. It has a lot of quiet dignity in it, and I think she did just a fantastic job. The imagery in this is wonderful. It talks. I mean, you don't even need a picture because it's all right there in words, and it really makes this piece stand out. So thank you for sharing it, Jenny. It was beautiful.
Awesome comment. And let's see what Francine thought.
Tree in it. A lot of her poetry, the words are beautiful. Wiggling waves and water. I love that. As they dance in delightful rippling rain. I can picture that. It sounds beautiful. The moonlight dims as the sun rises. I love that also. That's the one you had said, Deborah. That's gorgeous. Passed before my eyes. Day went into night. The night into dawn. Just gorgeous. It's like you don't really need a picture, like Linda said. And I love the colors in it. I like when she said apricot and marigold rays mixed with scarlet and violet skies. I like when it's colorful like that. It's really pretty. And I like the way she got Wayne's quotes in there because it kind of just flowed beautifully in it. Lift pine and aspen, listen branches began to dance in the twilight rain. And it just followed what she was saying, lost in the glorious heavens above me. It just fit perfectly. And she even got alliteration in there. Crash, crash, boom, boom. That's beautiful alliteration. I love it.
It should be good.
So, that was supposed to be a joke. That was supposed to be the joke. But really, I loved it. It was beautiful.
Oh, awesome comment. Thank you so much. And Hatter, what did
you
think?
Yeah, you know, how many different ways has it been to describe the sun while it's setting or the next sunrise, right? How many different ways?
Yeah.
This is just another, it just amazes me. We should have a contest of describe the setting and rising sun in different ways. There's so many of them. I think it's one of the most written about things there is, the sea, love, and sunrises, sunsets.
Yeah, you got definitely have a point there. All right, let me see here. The next poem is by Pee Wee Cushion, and I'm trying to find my board. There it is. Okay. Guess I will read that one for Pee Wee. If you guys want to go ahead and click on there.
Down the hall.
Running, running, running down the hall. And let's see.
Copy and paste. Copy and paste.
Uh-oh, I can't sing it now. I was trying to see if he made a notation to... I don't see which quote it is. However... I do see that it is an award-winning poem, and the poem is called Cistern of Eternal Sorrows by Pee Wee Cushion. And here we go. Mist, snake disk. Oh, you didn't find
it? No, it's getting buried. Hold on.
Okay.
I got to go way back into history. Okay.
Let me put it back. Cliff
can't chat during the show.
There, I put it at the top.
Got it. Okay, thank you very much. Got it.
No problem. I'll start over. Cistern of Eternal Sorrows by Pee Wee Cushion. Mist snakes surreptitiously suspended slightly over the shimmering waters that dance so colorfully melodic and tightly reminiscent of orange blotter. Eyes can't differentiate which side is seen. White color mixes and meander other in shades reflecting transient sunbeams, nary a sight seen grander. Travels aged years, the flesh just days in mind. Voyage ends on the morrow. This is necessity thoughts coalesced as you find cistern of eternal sorrows. Intrinsically enamored with one foot on insane, ending the knees on floor. Sharpened sword of destiny guards another plane as a bolted sycamore door. Poisoned fate of the winds, misfortune a knife had taken your love away. Yet you vowed to find her offering up your life, her spirit fading to gray. Sanctimoniously stare at death's open door, madness showing in her eyes. The first living man to see underland abhorred, holding her locket walk inside. End of poem. And I recognize the quote, sharpened sword of destiny guards another plane as a bolted sycamore door. That's the inspiration. And I really love the title, The Cistern of Eternal Sorrows. There's something about that. And eyes can't differentiate which side is seen while colors mix and meander. and poison fate of the winds of misfortune, a knife, had taken your love away, yet you vowed to find her, offering up your life, her spirit fading to gray. There's some, excuse me, there's some pretty powerful emotion in these lines. It's easy to see why he's won an award on it already. Pee-wee, I think that you did a great job, and I was honored to read for you. I appreciate you supporting the show. And let's see what Mr. Wayne Jen thought.
Yeah, I know it's a cold off the bed, but the sharpest one of disregards another plane has aborted Sigmador. It's not quite as well said, but getting all the points in there. It's a good job. It's well written. He started out with alliteration, and he had a kind of tongue twister all the way through it. I was trying to read along with you, and I kept getting mixed up on the my, picking my words out quite right. It's an excellent poem. He did a good job of flow and great storyline, and I'm impressed with it. Good job, Aaron.
Awesome comment. And what do you think, Adder?
Yeah, very, I don't know if it's the metaphoric storyline or if it's actually more of a true sorrowful losing someone. Poison fate on the winds of misfortune, a knife had taken your love away. Yet you vowed to find her, offering up your life, her spirit fading to gray. Wonderfully written. I like the way she ties it all in. Sanctimoniously. I would never use that word, but it's good to see somebody else does. Sanctimoniously stare at death, open the door, madness showing in eyes. That's the crazy girlfriend eyes, isn't it? First living death to see underland, to see underland, a door horde holding her to lock it. Walk inside. A little bit of A.P. Taylor at the end there.
There you go. Speaking of AP, Wayne, the only reason that AP's not able to be here tonight is because he's tied up in a board meeting situation. If he could get out, he was going to try, but apparently he must not have. Just wanted you to know.
That's cool. Business is business. I've been there.
Francine, what did you think?
I love the opening verse. Miss Snake, I can't even say the word, surreptitiously, suspended slightly over the shimmering water. I love that. The dance so colorfully melodic and tightly reminiscent of orange blotted. What a pretty picture that painted. I also thought that it was a lovely poem. I like the end, the part where he's talking about travel, aged years, the flesh just stays in mind. I thought that was a fantastic line. Travel's aged years, the flesh just stays in mind. Voyage ends on the morrow. This is necessity, thoughts coalesce as you find the stern of eternal sorrows. I thought that was beautiful. I think the whole poem was beautiful, but those were the ones that really stood out to me. Very well done.
Fantastic comment. And before I get the next comment, Francine, I have one more poem after this that's on Wayne's quotes. And, I mean, you hung out all night. I was wondering if there was a poem that you might want to read.
I just looked at your own poem. Okay, I'll find.
Yes. Yeah, you see if you can find one while we finish getting the comments and then fill the poet one. Linda, what did you think of the poem?
I thought it was a magnificent piece. I love the beautiful metaphoric atmosphere he displayed here, really keen. And the imagery was so strong and mysterious. And his poetic language in some of these lines is just outrageously beautiful. It had kind of an eerie, whimsical, mysterious air to it, but I thought it was really beautiful, Pee-wee. Thank you for sharing.
Awesome comment. And I am grabbing the art that Phil wrote too so that I can put it on the board and you can take a peek at it while we listen to him read. That is, as soon as I find it, because I got so many. There it is. Okay. So I have his link on the board, and here is the art he chose to write to. And I don't know if he'll say it on the recording, so I will say that he wrote to Wayne's words, whispered salutations adorn the mask of sorrows. And go ahead and click on Phil's, and I will push the recording.
Is a poem by fellow poets called Cannon Fire. Screams and smoke surround the cannon on the plinth, haze of gray and blue exploding muskets and flint. Muddy crimson flows from broken jars of clay. Streams of bonfires light up this dark and sullen day. Gun metal ricochet off ploughed fields turned to tombs. Corpses with fresh young faces straight from healthy wombs, gargling with a mouthful of dirt and grape shot, while evil men just laugh and hatch another plot. Young men fighting for liberty of a future generation, recalling the Lord's words of nation rising against nation, while mothers kneel in cold pews of deserted churches, praying for their sons marching a thousand marches into battle with savage yells of no returning back, eyes sparkling under the light of a saber attack. Warm flow of the river now floods upon the ground. Rapid fire and chorus of dying souls are the only sound. Whispered salutations form around the silent cannon. Will mourning families and widows always stand. Peace feels the sorrow, but their tears will light the fuse, pleading for the young men not to walk in their shoes. End poem.
Well, you know, some of the wording here, like, streams of bonfire light up the dark and sullen day, gargling with a mouthful of dirt and grape shot while evil men just laugh and hatch another plot, while mothers kneel on cold pews of deserted churches praying for their sons marching a thousand marches. The emotion and power in those lines, and then at the end there, whispered salutations from around the silent cannon where mourning families and widows always stand. Peace fills the sorrow, but their tears relight the fuse, pleading for the young men not to walk in their shoes. The emotion in this poem is overwhelming, and we start off strong, screams and smoke. It's like vivid, sad, scary. The descriptions and stuff in this are blown away at between the quote that he chose and the canon and that art and the war going on right now. It was really, really an amazing, hard hitting, powerful piece. Well done, Phil. It's always brilliant, but this one is really, really hard hitting. Wow. Wayne, what you think?
Well, it's amazing. It reminds me of the Pink Floyd song, Dogs of War. We must die so they can live. War is the worst thing ever invented. He brought to life the darkness of the dead who's fighting for the warmonger's rule. This is an amazing poem, and he read it in such a surreal way. I love it a lot. It's something we all need to hear. Great job.
Awesome comment, and Hatter.
Yeah, it does a good job describing it. It's like the World War One was romanticized. They're promising to see the world and then and go to Europe, defend our country. World War II was a call to war, and I think that's the greatest generation that they were. This is referring to. it was their job to do it. They don't want you to have to do it type of selfless piece of there's nothing good about war, but when it happens, it should happen to one generation, not three or four. Good piece. Thanks, Phil.
Great comment, Hatter. And Linda?
Yeah, you know, this was like a soliloquy where I was picturing Phil on a stage with nothing on it, except behind him was a film screen playing films of battles and wars and having the sounds of shrapnel and cannon fire ripping through the quietness of his words. And the misery in this is just an emotional barrage, so hard hitting, right to the gut. He really encaptured the emotional heartache of mothers with sons in wars, and how the sons feel. But you know, Phil is such a fantastic writer that gets his point across, and he's another one that he does not need a picture to explain his words. Like a lot of the things I write, without the picture, it really doesn't mean as much. But his is just like right there, and I really appreciate that that he can work that way. So thank you, Phil, very much for your beautiful poem.
Awesome comment, Wayne. Did I ask you?
Oh yeah, comment. It's great. My comment on it's like the Dogs of War for Pink Floyd.
Cool. Just wanted to make sure. Francine, will you comment on Phil's poem and then read the poem
sure.
that you brought for us?
Okay. Well, Phil is. I mean, he's amazing. His poems are always spot on, perfect. The rhyme is always beautiful. And in this particular one, you know, he's interested in writing things about Russia and with the war going on. I imagine that a lot of this must have to do with, you know, him thinking of the war that's presently going on. And the one stanza that I really liked was the young men fighting for liberty of future generation, recalling the Lord's words of nations rising against nations, while mothers kneel in cold pews of deserted churches, praying for their sons marching 1,000 marches. I thought that was gorgeous. I liked a lot of this particular poem, but that was my favorite stanza. And I also liked the last part where he says, whispered salutations from around the silent cannon, where mourning families and widows always stand. It's just so emotional and heart-wrenching. Beautiful, beautifully said.
Awesome comment. Thank you. And thank you, Phil. And your poem is on the board, so show us what you brought.
Yeah. Okay, let me find it again. I picked this one only because, Wayne, you like this one. You had sent me a little thing that said you liked it, so I said, okay, I'll read this one. A little message. Okay, see if you remember it. Best health booster. Taking a walk in the mountains down a wooded path, seeing mountain streams, wildflowers of every shade, evergreens and grassy glades, animals like chipmunks and bears, the cerulean blue sky with white dotted clouds. Taking a walk on the beach, the scent of the salted air accosting my senses, the soft white sugar sands under my feet, the water of a soft turquoise hue and the sky of cerulean blue. For just walking the dogs near my home with gardens of roses and hyacinths, mums and impatience, squirrels and chipmunks scampering, birds chirping, and the smell of mowed lawns. Nature is always the best doctor when I need a boost. End poem.
Great choice, Francine, especially when so many of the prompts tonight took us into nature in one way or another. So this was a great contribution. And I love the closing line, nature is always the best doctor when I need a boost. And that can be, especially if it's like springtime or you get to like smell the Easter flowers, or in the fall,
right,
from all the beautiful colors and summertime with the sun shining on your skin. And now winter, a little cold, but beautiful from the window. It's definitely a boost. And I like taking a walk on the beach, the scent of salted air accosting my senses. That's one of my favorite ways to be accosted is by the wind on the beach. So, yeah, it's just, I really love that you went and chose this one. And I think it's a fabulous brevity. And I'm going to turn the mic over to Mr. Wayne Jett. What you think?
Well, I think it's the first time I've ever heard this poem. I think it's great. It reminds me of, I'm into health and wellness and all the walking and exercise. And I like the mountain sidewalks and walking on the beach. And, I like the best of the salt, white sugar under my sand under my feet. That's salt, white sugar, sand. It's pretty cool way to describe it. Great job, boy, through it. I like to put a lot. One of my favorites.
Thank you, Wayne.
Beautiful comment. And Hatter, what do you think?
It reminded me, and the chat reminded me of that song, Doctor, Mr. MD, to tell me what's ailing me, Doctor, true love. Just walking the dogs through my home, my gardens and roses. Yeah, everybody's getting so good. And Francine, you're a rhymer. You're a rhymer. Is that by choice?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Is it by choice?
Is it your choice? Sometimes the rhymes just come out of me when I don't even try. They just kind of, that's how I write. It's just things
cool.
Just come out in rhyme sometimes. It's
kind
of hard
for
me to
write. In the house.
It's harder for me to write free verse than it is for me to write rhymes, but that doesn't mean it's metrically correct. You know what I mean?
Well,
we've
all agreed that it's easier to be able to write good rhyme and then go to free than it is to try to write good rhyme after writing free, I think.
Great comment, Hatter. And Linda, what did you think?
Well, I thought this was really nicely done, my friend. Very sincere. And it was like perfectly explanatory as far as taking a walk in the mountains. I felt like I was in the mountains, and taking a walk on the beach, I felt like I was at the beach. I could smell the salt air and feel that sand under my feet. But the last verse is just absolutely precious. I love that walking the dog near my home, with gardens of roses, hyacinths, mumps, and impatience, squirrels and chipmunks scampering, birds chirping, and the smell of mowed lawns is what got me. I could smell that grass. You perfectly formed this poem. This was beautiful. Right. Well, you did a fantastic job, Francine. Thank you for sharing it.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's
thank
important
you.
Sometimes if you include all the senses in your poem, taste, touch, sight, smell,
right,
nostalgia.
That's a good way to do
like
it, too.
Yeah,
yep.
They don't know why.
Awesome comment, everyone. And if you take a peek on the board, I put up the link to my topic for next week. I turned around and I went to one of my favorite sites, which is Fine Arts America, and I chose a really eclectic mix of art. And the the lines that we will be using for inspiration next week are by Pretty Bird. So,
well, I don't know that sure one. Find Pretty Bird. Okay.
So if you click on,
five.
you can claim
five.
Your art before somebody's favorite one. Just put your art number on the line, and I'll grab that for
no,
you.
No, where's the link?
It's right on the chat wall, as if it was the next poem, but it's actually a link to take you to. Did I not put it up? Let me see.
I refresh. Oh, there we go. I see it.
Oh, okay, it's up there twice now. No problem. So yeah.
Oh, pretty
there's
good
that.
Quotes. Okay, I see it.
And before
wow.
I say my goodbyes
cool.
and all that happy stuff, I want to say, Wayne, I cannot your words inspired such a variety of amazing poetry tonight, and I got such a great feeling from the fact that so many people paid tribute to your alliterations. I thought that
I'm honored.
Awesome.
I'm honored beyond belief. I can't believe that you did it, and I'm honored beyond belief. I kind of appreciate it, buddy.
Well, we appreciate
you. I saw Francine today. Every time I hear the word Francine, it makes me want to sing. It's like a country music word. Francine. This happened once.
Yeah. And I like that Francine was just going to hang out all night just to get to be a part of your show, even though I sent her to get a poem, but she was going to just hang out and comment and stuff just to get to pay tribute to you.
It's
so I'm really excited about this series, and I love the fact that that the poetry that's coming from these week after week are mind-blowing. And, Wayne, I don't know, do you run contests? Because I seriously think, as much as everybody loved the daffodil quote, that maybe you should run a contest.
Daffodils.
Yeah, it was, a lot of the lines were so moving.
I'm going to start a contest tonight. Yeah, I got to start a contest tonight. I got like one contest going to the next level. So I start a contest, I move up to level 68 or something. Okay, we're going to start a contest tonight.
Sounds like a plan. And so I guess I will tell everyone that tomorrow night at 11, let me make sure that the time didn't change, but tomorrow night at 11 p.m. is a raconteur show, and his topic says, "You have been weighed, you have been measured, and you have been found wanting. Come back when you're worthy. Do you feel like you're always being judged? Does it make you consider your legacy? Ruminate. Let it stew. And tell me where it lands. So that is the topic for tomorrow. So whatever came into your mind as I was reading that, raconteur would like to hear. So see you guys at that show tomorrow.
I'm still trying to find the pictures.
Thank
I'm
all
sorry?
Y'all for tonight for your quotes, for your poems. Appreciate it. Good night.
Good night, Wayne.
Good night.
And thank you for your amazing words. And I want to say thank you to the board, Hatter, Sweet Pea, and A.P. Taylor. And I want to say thank you to the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation for sponsoring us. And I want to say, Wayne, amazing poetry. Appreciate that you let us use your words. And thank you to Kay and Steven and Angel and Pee Wee and Phil and Jenny and JCA and Linda and Francine. Appreciate you all. The poetry was amazing as usual. And these shows are special because of all of you. And I really feel honored to get to spend so much time with you, and it amazes me that you come back week after week for my topics and blow me away every time. I just want to make sure that you all know how appreciated you are, and be sure to click on that link and grab your art for next week. My Sweet Pea, again, we're all really sorry for your loss.
Oh,
call
can I ask
who died? Because I didn't catch the whole part about Sleepy.
She lost her mother-in-law, and they were very. And she lived a long, amazing life. She lived to be 92 years old, and she was every bit as important to Sweet Pea as Sweet Pea was to her. So they had a very beautiful relationship. And on that note, I think that what I'm going to do is there's a group that we play from time to time. They do some amazing, amazing acoustic work. And if you've never heard of them, you're in for a treat. Just hang around and listen to this closing show. But the name of the group is Pentatonix. And they can
I've heard of them. They're wonderful.
Yeah, they can take a song and just totally blow you away with it. I mean, it's just incredible. Yeah, so I
Hey, you
want to
hear something funny?
Okay.
Yeah. My husband's mom is turning 95 this week, and Hawaii decided to give her 2 more years on her driver's license.
Well, God bless her.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And I can't.
Sorry to interrupt, Deb.
Oh, no, it's okay. It was cool because I'm having a hard time finding the song, and I know it's in here because it's one of my favorite versions of this particular song, and I am a little bit bummed that I'm not
Try Hallelujah. Try Hallelujah.
I see you reading my mind, Hatter. You knew exactly what song I'm looking for here. Okay. I have found them. That makes no sense. It looks like it's been deleted. Let me go make sure it wasn't just put in by the name because there's.
We don't have. Any,
I know we had a.
We don't have any version.
In there from them, and it's down to Jeff.
We don't have any version of it, huh?
Well, no, and any sense? Like nobody deletes stuff.
Do we have Disturbed Sound of Silence?
Yeah, but it sort of defeated the purpose of what I was trying to.
Yeah.
I can't believe. I'm going to look under the one where it says all of us, just in case.
I don't think it's in mine.
Yeah, no. Talk about ending the show sounding all unprofessional because I can't find what I was looking for. And
it's fine.
Kind of bothering me a little bit here, but what can you do? Well, you know what? I might have moved it. I got one more place to check. It's there. Yes. Okay. What I did was I moved it into the Christmas file and never moved it back. So, P, this is for your mother-in-law. We love you, doll. Love and respect, everyone.
Yes, love and respect, Deb.
Love and respect, amen.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah. you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to the kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
This video, we love you so much. We hope you love this song and all the songs on A Pentatonix Christmas. You can get that album, just look in the description box below. And don't forget,
he's showing off.
They are fantastic. Thank you so much, everyone. Remember, tomorrow with Mac and Tour, and I put the link back on the board to choose your prompts for next week. Love and respect.
Okay. Love and respect, Deb.
Thank you, Deb.
Night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Night, Hatter.
Good night.
Night, Franny.
Good night. Good night, Lynn.